Oui, c'est grand. Alléluia. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your strength that is walking in us, giving us breakthroughs and victories. Thank you for placing your honor upon our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for those doors you have opened for us. We thank you for our prayers that you have answered. We thank you, Lord, for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you for destroying their plans. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for enthroning your peace in our souls and minds. Thank you for enforcing your joy, your happiness to prevail in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for performing your will and desires in our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for destroying weaknesses and infirmities in our lives. Thank you for supporting us so that we can succeed and excel. Thank you, Father. We thank you for connecting us with people, the right people will help us in fulfilling our destinies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for providing for our need. Thank you for making sure that we lack nothing. Thank you, Lord. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection that is upon our family members, relatives, and loved ones. Thank you because we are not mourning concerning anyone in our family. Thank you for your protection. We also thank you for your light that is shining in our hearts, in our souls. Thank you for exposing darkness in our lives. Thank you for showing us the things you do not want to see us do. Thank you for revealing to us those unrighteous things, sinful things that you want us to abstain from. Thank you for guiding us correctly so that we can follow your righteous standards. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence to receive from you, to pray, to worship, and to have an encounter with you. Oh Lord, visit us tonight in Jesus' name. Release upon us your glory. Release upon us your power. Transform our lives. And let your will prevail in our lives. Thank you, Father, for we know you will answer our prayers beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing some worship songs before we start praying with prayer points. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Great. Are you Lord? Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. He made the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. On thy heart to thee. O Lord, who is thy unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, and you are glorious in holiness, fearful in presence. Doing wonders, hallelujah. I lie unto thee, who is like unto thee. Oh, who is like unto thee. Oh, Lord. Among the gods, who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will lift up holy hands in all accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He touched my life with his hands, my life changed. He touched my life with his hands, I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands, my life changed. He touched my life, he touched my life with his hands, my life changed. Jesus touched my life, he touched my life with his hands, and I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands, my life changed. Unchangeable God, 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 reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable Father, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. Feel and come his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will sing this in the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter I will stand on his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. But there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord, all creation. All you, God, what is your name? Holy is your name. We worship. Your majesty, wholesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. And worship you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that will love you with a clear, everlasting love for you. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King believe that I Hosanna, stand Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King believe that I Hosanna. Oh, excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. For you have been so good. We give you all the, we give you all the glory. We give you all the. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. In my life, Lord, let your name be glorified. Oh, let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified, Almighty God. Let your name be glorified. In my life, Lord, Let your name be glorified, O Lord. Let your name be glorified. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory upon us. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We need your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us. Anointing that breaks all yokes and that which set the captives free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. Anointing. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Sing it with the whole of your heart. Anointing, fall on me, anointing. On me, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me, anointing, fall on me. For the last time, sing it, anointing. Fall on me, anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Most High God, the God of heaven and the earth, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the ruler of rulers, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the God of gods, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of our salvation, the Rock of Israel, the Rock our defense, the Rock, our fortress. Worship and bless his name. He is the giver of life, giver of hope, giver of peace, giver of joy. He's the giver of eternal life. Worship him. He is the one holding all things together by the word of his power. Praise him. He's so full of grace, so full of power, so full of light, so full of mercy, so full of strength, so full of dominion. He is above all, and no one is above him. He is wiser than everyone, stronger than everyone, higher than everyone. Only him can do what no man can do. Only him can make impossible things possible. Only him can reverse irreversible things. Only him can change unchangeable things. Glorify him. Only him can speak and it will happen. Only him can save. Only him can deliver. We worship you, Father. Be glorified for him. Be adored for him. Be magnified for him. Be praised forever. Be honored forever. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and presence. Amen. We're going to thank him for his goodness and mercies that is following you everywhere you go. You can say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies that follows me every day, every night, everywhere I go. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies that are following me in every day of my life. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies that is following me on daily basis. Thank you, Lord, for making only good things to happen to me. Thank you for making me to see goodness in every day of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life that gives me protection, preservation, and victory. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that gives me protection, preservation, and victories. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that gives me wisdom, guidance, revelations, interventions. Thank you, Father, for your presence in my life that gives me strength and power. Thank you for your presence in my life that gives me courage, boldness, and encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in my life. I believe you are praying like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, all we are praying. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for confirming your promises in my life through signs and wonders. Say, thank you, Father, for confirming your word in my life through signs and wonders. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for confirming your word in my life. Thank you for confirming your promises in my life through signs and wonders. Thank you, Father. She had the next, the halal. regular. Thank you for confirming your word in my life through miracles. Thank you, Father, for demonstrating in my life that your word is true. Thank you for demonstrating in my life that your word is true, that your word is perfect, that your word cannot fail. Thank you for demonstrating in my life that your promises are true and cannot fail. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in my life, cause great things to spring forth. Cause things to spring forth. By your power. The Father caused good things to spring forth in my life. By your power. Caused great things to grow. That's another word for it. To grow. From my life. To grow. In my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, by your power, make good things spring forth from my life. Make my life produce good things, great things, glorious things, in the name of Jesus. Make my life give birth. That's another word for it. Make my life give birth to great things, to good things, to wonderful things, to glorious things. Make my life produce great success. Say, Father, by your power, make my life produce great progress, great success, great achievement, great things, great things. Continue to pray like that. Father, make my life produce great things. Make my life produce great things. Great excellence. Great achievement. Great prosperity. Great maturity, great spiritual maturity, great spiritual growth, great victories. Make my life produce great deliverance. Make my life in calling and ministry produce great revival in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I want you to remember the story of creation. how God created all things. I want you to remember that all things were created through the word, through the spoken word of God. Yeah. He said, let there be light. Light does come out of nowhere. He said, let there be dry ground. Let the waters separate to one side and let dry ground appear. Also on one side, and everything happened exactly. And then God spoke even to the ground. He said, let the ground begin to bring forth trees, herbs, vegetation. Fruits, a fruit producing trees, and the ground listened to the command, and the ground began to produce those things. Now, I want you to take note of the fact that God only spoke the word. The word entered into those things. And the word began to produce new things from those things. In fact, God spoke to the sky. He said, let birds of different kinds fill the sky. And from nowhere, birds appeared in the sky. Yeah. So what does this tell us? It means the most important thing in life is the word. Is the word of God. Yeah. It is not the things the world created. It is the world that is the most important thing. Not the things created by the world. Yeah, because the world can always create as many things as God desires. So my point is that God can release His word into your life. You know, let's say your name is Grace. God can just speak into your life and say, let Grace start succeeding from today. And tell you the truth, from today, Grace will start to succeed. Even if all the witches in the world are attacking Grace, because the word of God has been released into the life of Grace, Grace will continue to succeed. Even if the whole world is attacking the success of Grace, now, you can also mention your own name. Yeah. And tell yourself that the word of God will produce great things in my life. So you're going to pray. The most important is what the word of God says. Yeah, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life at the moment. What matters is what is the Lord saying, or what has the Lord said. Those two things. That is the most important thing in life. In fact, it is the most. They are the most important things in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Number one, what has the Lord saying? And number two, what is the Lord saying? So the word is the most important. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your word into my life. Your living word, your word of power, release it into my life. So that my life can begin to produce great things. Open your mouth and pray like that. All that you need is the word. All you need is the word from his mouth. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. So even food is not important. Money is not important. What is important is the word that is coming out of the mouth of God. Both the one that came out and that was documented in the Bible, and the one that is still coming, the one that is still coming out right now as I'm talking to you. God is speaking. Say, Father, release your word into my life. If you are wise, you're going to pray this prayer seriously. Say, Father, release your word into my life. And let my life begin to produce great things. The same word through which you created all things. The same word through which you created the heavens and the earth. Oh Lord, speak the same word into my life. Release the same word into my life. And let my life begin to produce great things. Let my life begin to produce great things. Release your word into my life. 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 Your life-changing word. Your word that transforms the life of a man. Your word that repositions the life of a man. Oh Lord, release that word into my life so that my life will not remain the same again. So that my life will not fail anymore. Release your word into my life. Oh Lord, release your word into my life so that my life can produce great things. In the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Whenever we pray prayers like this, some people think the next thing is for the man of God to prophesy. Yeah, whenever we pray prayers like, Lord, speak your word into my life, your life transforming word. Yeah, some people we start thinking that God has to do that through the man of God. Yeah. No, of course, God can do that through the man of God, but it doesn't have to come through a human vessel. The word of God can come to you directly. Yeah, and in fact, the word of God can come into your life and you might not even be aware. Yeah, because God can speak from heaven. And God can say, let's say your name is Rebecca. God can speak before the angels and say it is time for Rebecca to rise into greatness. So once God speaks like that from his throne, all the angels in heaven, they will start looking for Rebecca so that they can lift Rebecca into greatness. So you don't even need to hear that word when God speaks it. All that you will see is that you're going to see your life start changing. Yeah, so it is not until you receive a prophetic word that God has spoken into your life. Yeah, it is not until that happens. In fact, it is not until you see a dream, a powerful dream that God has spoken into your life. Yeah, so all that is needed is for God to speak from the heavens, from his throne. That is all. The angels will do the rest. So I want you to pray this prayer again. Yeah. God is going to speak. Do you believe God is going to speak into your life? And your life shall not remain the same again. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, speak your word into my life. Let that word create my greatness. Let that word create my prosperity. Let that word create my success. Let that word create everything that I need to fulfill destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. God is still creating things. He has not stopped creating things. In fact, if he had stopped creating things, there would be nothing like being born again. Because being born again itself is about new creation. To be born again is to be newly created. Yeah, so God is still creating things. Say, Father, speak your word into my life. Let that word create my greatness. Let that word create my success. Let that word create my deliverance. Let that word create my healing. Let that word create my progress, my breakthroughs. Speak your word into my life, your word of creation. We have seen people who doesn't even have certain body parts, and God spoke into their lives. And new body parts came from nowhere. People who doesn't even have eyes, and new eyes came. In their face, in their hands. Talk to God. Say, Father, speak into my life. Your word of creation. The word by which you created all things and are still creating things. Oh Lord, speak that word into my life. Let that word create my breakthroughs. Let that word create my blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. God is still creating things. Jesus is still creating things. Our God doesn't need he doesn't need the help of anyone. He doesn't need the help of anyone to do new things, to do great things in your life. Yeah, you know, sometimes you might need help from someone, and then you have been calling the phone number of the person, and then in your mind you are saying, "Oh, God, please let this person pick my call, because I seriously need the help. I seriously need the help this person can offer." God is not like that. Yeah, so God doesn't need anyone's help to do great things in your life. In fact, what God wants to do in your life, don't have to come from familiar sources. The blessings God wants to give you don't have to come from familiar sources, from sources that you can think of in your mind, that blessings can come, you know, God can bless me from here, from there. No, God can bring things out of nothing. That is who He is. He just needs to speak the word. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, I don't want to know how you will change my life." You're going to say, "Father, I don't want to know how you will change my story." Send your word into my life now. Send your word of power into my life now. Send your word of transformation into my life now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, "Father, I don't want to know how you will change my life. What I know is that you change my life. What I know is that you don't need anyone's approval for my life to change." Say, "Father, send your word into my life. Send your word of power into my life. Send your word of transformation into my life. Send your word of healing into my life. Send your word of deliverance into my life. Send your word into my life. Right now, your word of transformation, your word that is able to change my life and change my story. Oh Lord, send that word into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to know how you will change my life. I don't want to know how you will heal me. I don't want to know how you will deliver me. I don't want to know how you will bless me. But what I know is that you can change my life through your word. I know you can change my life through your word. Send your word into my life. Right in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. There are many words from God that people hear. Yeah. There are many words from God that people hear. But the one we are talking about here tonight is the highest of those words that comes out from the mouth of God. You know, there are words of encouragement that comes from God. There are words of faith. Now, there are words of direction. Words of counsel. Yeah, because even the Holy Spirit in us speaks to us those words. Yeah. But there is another dimension of the word of God that is able to change situations, pain, people's lives. Yeah, this is the word of power, the word of creation. Yeah, this type of word, once it comes out from the mouth of God, things will start changing. So this is not those prophecy that is meant for encouragement. You know, we have prophecies that is just meant to encourage you. We have prophecies that are meant to counsel you, to guide you. They are also words from God. We have prophecies that are meant to show you God's plans, show you the future. There are also words from God. Yeah, but there is a highest dimension of God's word. And that is the one we are looking at tonight. And that is the word that comes from God's mouth that is able to change times and seasons, change situations, that is able to create things, that is able to bring things out of nothing. Yeah. So usually this type of word don't just come out. Yeah, they don't just come out. Yeah, because once they come out from the mouth of God, things happen. Yeah, and things. And that is the word we are talking about tonight. word that we are asking God to speak into our lives. And He's going to do that. So I want you to pray again. You're going to say, Father, speak your word into my life. Let that word begin to move everything, visible and invisible, living and non-living. Let that word begin to move everything in my life. To walk for my good, to walk in my favor. Open your mouth and pray. Speak into my life, Father. Speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my life, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, speak your word into my life. Speak your word into my life, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Something is happening as you're praying. Say, Father, speak your word into my life. And let that word begin to move everything. Let that word begin to push everything you created. To walk for my good. To walk in my favor. To perform your will in my life. To serve your purpose in my life. Speak your word into my life. And let that word begin to move everything, both visible and invisible things. Let that word even move my enemies to work for my good. In the name of Jesus, speak into my life, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I was in a meeting, and a man of God was sharing a testimony. He said there came a time in his life, in his family, where he was going through a very tough time. He was going through a great challenge. He was facing a great problem. So he said he went into serious prayers coupled with fasting. He started to pray every night. He does videos every night. I forgot how many days he said he was doing videos. He was crying out to God because he knew only God could deliver him. He was praying. He was praying. Now, some people were like, these prayers you are praying, is it not enough? God is not there. God, I've heard your prayer. Just believe God. And the man said, no. I know what I'm looking for. The man continued to pray. He continued to pray. Many days passed. He continued to do those videos every night. Every night. So he said, in one of those nights, as he was praying, he just had a voice, an audible voice, not Not that the voice spoke in his heart. No, someone was speaking physically. They couldn't see the person. The person was standing at the gate of his house. And the person was talking to him. The person was telling him the mind of God. I forgot what he said, the voice said. Yeah, but that was the word from God. So after many nights, then the word from God came. Yeah, he did not see the person. So, which means that was an angel. And because if the person were to be a visitor, the person would knock at the gate. So this person just appeared at the gate and start talking to him and start telling him that the problem is solved. That was the day he stopped the vigil, the prayers he was doing every night. Yeah, so he knew that once God has spoken, that is the final. Yeah, it's not that the Holy Spirit was not speaking to this man of God. He knew the kind of voice of God he was looking for. So there are different kinds of voice of God. Yeah, there is one that comes just to encourage you, to counsel you, but there is one that when it comes, that's the final. Yeah. That's the final. Yeah, and shortly after he had that encounter with God's voice, the problem disappeared. So my point is, many Christians don't pray until God releases answers from heaven. Many Christians don't pray until God releases solutions from heaven. They just pray some little way they can pray and then they just say, I believe God has done it. No. No. Yeah. No. Recently, I went into some prayers. Yeah. And I was telling my wife that I know what I'm looking for, and I know when I get that thing. I mean, if I get that thing, I will know that I have gotten it. Yeah. So when, there's a way you will pray, and you know when you have the answer, even though the answer has not manifested physically, you will know that you have gotten the answer concerning this matter. So let me ask you, have you prayed to that point? Have you prayed to the point where God releases the answer through his voice? Yeah, not those voices that you hear from the Holy Spirit that encourages you. I'm talking about the voice of miracle, the voice that when you hear it, you know without a doubt that your life has changed. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me with fire to pray until the answers to my prayers are released from heaven. The Holy Spirit strengthen me with fire to pray until the answers to my prayers are released from heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower my inner man. Empower my spirit to be able to pray until I get the answers. Sometimes you might need to pray for 3 months, 6 months, before the answer will come. But are you willing to pray like that? And there are people here who want to pray like that. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You think that transformation comes easily? Do you think greatness comes easily? No. If you think that way, you must be joking. The Holy Spirit, strengthen me with fire. No one can steal his mind. So pray until the answers to my prayers are released from heaven. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you study the ministry of Elijah and Elisha, you will understand this matter we are discussing tonight very well. Yeah. If you study the ministry of Elijah and Elisha, you will see how the word of power, the word of creation, it was walking through them. Yeah, remember when Elijah went to the widow of Zarephath? Elijah said, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the jar of oil will not run dry, the jar of flour will not run dry." Yeah. And it happened like that. Elijah was not saying, "I command." He didn't say, "I command the oil to not finish. I command the flour to not finish." He said, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the oil shall not finish. The container or the flour in the container shall not finish." And immediately he said that the creative power of God entered into those food elements or food items, and they refused to finish. And they held and held and held, both he and the widow and the son. They keep heating, and those food items did not finish. That is the word of creation. The word of God. Once that word comes out, things happen. Yeah. Things happen. Yeah, and a man of the Spirit that is very deep in the Spirit, we know when that word has come out from the mouth of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your word of power, your word of creation into my life. Let little things begin to multiply in my life. Let little turn to plenty in my life. Let little increase happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to tell God. The Father, release your word of power into my life. Release your word of creation into my life. And let there be great increase in my life. Let little come to stop loss. Let little come to plenty. Let little become abundant. Rightly. In the name of Jesus. Release your word of creation. Your word of power. That is able to multiply little things. Oh Lord, release that word into my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When Elijah was going to heal the river that was bitter, the people came to him, they said, this town or community is good. This land is good, but the water is bad. The water is bitter. And then Elisha told them to bring a bowl, bring salt and all of that. But where I'm going is that Elisha said, "Thus saith the Lord." Yeah, when he was going to heal that water, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, from this day, this water is healed." Yeah, and it was so. You're going to pray. These are men who are able to channel the word of God into situations. They were able to channel the word of God into circumstances. Those situations changes immediately. Yeah, they were able to speak the word of God into their situations. You're going to pray. Yeah, you don't need to be a prophet. You don't need to be a prophet to channel the word of God into your situations and see changes immediately. All you need to do is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to speak the right word that is coming from the mouth of God. You'll be able to speak it from your mouth. And you'll be able to see the situation change instantly. So I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me a vessel that is able to channel the word coming from the mouth of God into my situations, into my environment, for transformation to take place, for miracles to take place, for healings to take place. So Holy Spirit, change me to a vessel. Change me to an instrument that has the ability to channel the word coming from the mouth of God into my situations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. There are many people that prophesy, but not many people are change-making. There are many prophets that prophesy, but not many of them produce transformation in their ministries. So, Holy Spirit, make me into a vessel that is able to channel the word coming from the mouth of God, from his throne, into the situations around me for transformation to take place. You need to be properly positioned in the spirit to be able to discern what God is saying concerning situations going on in this earth. And then you need to be able to speak exactly what God is saying into that situation for transformation to happen, for miracles to happen. Pray. This is a very important prayer. I wish everyone will have that ability to channel the words coming from the mouth of God into situations happening in this world. The Holy Spirit changed me into such a vessel that can channel the words coming from the mouth of God into situations happening in my life, in my environment, and in this pain, in the name of Jesus. Make me into such a vessel. Make me into such a man. Make me into such a woman that can discern what God is saying concerning the situations I face on a daily basis, concerning the situations in the lives of people. Holy Spirit, make me into such a vessel that can discern what God is saying by time and be able to say exactly the same for transformation, for victory, for miracles to happen. Holy Spirit, change me into such a vessel. Change me into such an instrument. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, you know, I always pity people that are running after prophecies. Yeah, I always pity them. Because most times, many of them, they end up being confused and they end up being misled and they end up being deceived. Yeah, people should pursue after the word that comes from the mouth of God, not the word that comes from the mouth of prophets. Yeah, we should seek after the word that comes from the mouth of God, not the one that comes from the mouth of men. Yeah, maybe you might be thinking, but those prophets, I mean, you might be thinking in your heart that, but those prophets, they would say, thus says the Lord. They would say, this is what God is saying. Yeah, but I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. When you are always running after prophecies, you will be deceived eventually. You will be confused. And you will be slain. But if you are running after the word that comes from the mouth of God, you can never be deceived. And you can never be misled. So now, what is the difference between speaking the words coming from the mouth of prophets or men of God and speaking the word coming from the mouth of God? Yeah, the difference is the state of your heart. Yeah, usually as children of God, it is wrong to seek after prophets. They do that in the Old Testament days because the Holy Spirit has not been given to all of them. Only few people have a connection with the Holy Spirit. But now in the New Testament dispensation that we have right now, it is a sin. So we are running after prophet. It is a sin to be seeking after prophet. And our desiring that they prophesy to you. It is a sin. What you should do is to run after God and desire that God speak to you. Now, God cannot decide how he will send his message to you. God might choose to send it through a prophet, and which you will know when the prophet or the man of God is actually talking to you. You will know that that is the message from God. You don't need to say anything to the man of God. You don't need to say, man of God, scam me. Man of God, prophesy. You don't need to say any of that. All you need to do is to pray to God in your secret place and say, God, release your word into my life. Release your word of direction, your word of guidance, your word of transformation, your word of power into my life. then God will know how to do it. And whenever God does it, because you have prayed, the Holy Spirit will confirm it in your heart that what that man just said is the message you asked God to deliver to you. That is what that man have just spoken. Yeah, so that is how the kingdom of God operates in this New Testament days. So you don't go to prophets to get word from God. You go to God to get a word from Him. And God is the one that will choose how you get the message. He can decide to release it into your dreams and visions. He can decide to give the message to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will communicate it to you. He can decide to send an angel. Yeah, so I want you to get it right. Yeah, we have to get it right. So we are still praying. We're going to say, Father, give me wisdom to be able to know when you are speaking to me through the channels you have chosen. Say, Father, give me wisdom to be able to discern when you are speaking to me through the channels you have chosen. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Another thing is, you are not the one to choose the channel that God will use to speak to you. God is the one to choose the channel. So don't think He have to speak to you in your dreams or through your dreams. He can speak to you through any means. But you have to be wise to know when He is sending the message. Say, Father, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to know when you are sending messages to me through the channels you have chosen to use. Give me wisdom to be able to identify those messages you are sending to me. Give me wisdom to be able to discern, to be able to hear the messages you sent to me per time. Oh Lord, give me wisdom, give me patience, give me discernment to be able to know, to be able to receive those messages in the name of Jesus. God is always speaking, but we are the ones that are not hearing. God is always speaking. Father, give me the wisdom. Give me the spirit of wisdom. Give me the spirit of grace. Give me the spirit of discernment to be able to know when you are sending messages to me, when you are speaking to me. Don't expect that God will always speak to you through a particular channel. There are a lot of things that cannot come to you through that channel that you have, that you feel comfortable with. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. If you are still going to pray? There are some people God wants to speak to them through the Bible. But they don't read the Bible. Yeah, God wants to communicate deep things to them through the Word of God. I mean the written Word of God. But they don't read the Scriptures. How would they know those things? God wants to communicate to them. Some people, God wants to communicate certain things to them during the course of evangelism. While they are busy with evangelism, preaching the gospel to win souls, but they don't do the evangelism. Yeah, some people God wants to speak to them during fasting, but they don't do the fasting. Yeah, so I pray that you will be doing the things that will allow God's messages to locate you. In the name of Jesus, I pray you will be found doing those things. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, put me in the midst of the spiritual exercises that will give way for God's messages and revelations to locate me. The Holy Spirit make me to do spiritual exercises that will allow God's messages and revelations to locate me. I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. If you are not doing those spiritual exercises, in the next 20 years, you will not get those revelations and divine messages. They won't come to you. Because those messages are waiting for you to start doing those spiritual exercises. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit puts me in the midst of spiritual exercises that will allow God's messages, God's voice, God's revelations to locate me in the name of Jesus. Put me in the midst of those exercises. Maybe you are supposed to be worshiping God for 1 hour every day, or perhaps for 2 hours every day. I mean, to be just to sing worship songs and praise songs. Maybe that is what you're supposed to be doing. And great revelations will start entering into your life. Maybe you're supposed to be doing midnight prayers every day. And the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit, make me do those exercises, even if I don't have interest in them. Even if they seem to be boring, push me to do them. Compel me to do them. Those exercises that I must be found doing for the word of the Lord to locate me, for the voice of God to locate me, for the revelations of God to locate me, for divine impartation to happen to me. Holy Spirit puts me in those exercises right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, the reason why many prophetic ministries today are not successful, not that they are not prophesying, not that they are not seeing visions. They are seeing visions. They are prophesying. In fact, there are many channels on YouTube that you're going to see different people sharing different revelations. I mean different revelations. But yet, many of such ministries are not successful. The reason is because our lives as Christians and as ministers must agree with the truth. Our lives must be true. Even as the word of God is true, so also our lives must be true. We must not be hypocrites. We must not be deceivers. Yeah, we must not have a double lifestyle. That is, you are something in the public and you are something else in the secret. That is a double lifestyle. Yeah, we must be practicing what we preach. We must be doing what we teach. Yeah, we must practice the truth, even as we are prophesying the truth. Yeah, some people will say Jesus appeared to them. He said this, he said that. But yet, if you check their lifestyle, they are not living according to the truth that they said Jesus revealed to them. They are not practicing the truth. And that is why their ministries are not successful. Yeah, I mean the ministries of such ministers. Yeah, because they are not doing the truth. You're going to pray for the word of God to produce results in your life. You must do the word. You must be true to the word. You must practice the word of God. You must have righteousness, holiness, purity. Righteousness, holiness, purity, obedience. You must have those things in your life for the word of God to produce results in your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make it easy for me to obey God's word. I want you to know that if you have not obeyed the word of God that has been revealed already, which is the Bible, it the other dimensions of God's word to produce results in your life, whether prophetic words or the other words of power. Yeah, you know, we talked about. Yeah. It will be difficult for the word of power to change your life. Yeah, if you are not obeying the Bible, yeah, it will be difficult for the word to change your life. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, make it easy for me to practice the word of God. Even the word of God that I already know, the written word of God. The Holy Spirit, make it easy for me to practice the word of God 100%. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, make it easy for me to practice the word of God, to obey the word of God. If you are not obeying the Bible, it will be difficult to obey the voice of God when you hear it. If you have not been obeying the Bible, when you hear His voice, you will not obey. Yeah, because it's the same. The voice of God and the word of God is the same spirit that produced them. The Holy Spirit, help me to obey God's word. Help me to practice God's word. Help me to do God's word as it is. Help me to follow God's word as it is. It is not enough to read it. It is not enough to meditate on Him. You have to do it. You have to do it. And you have to teach your children to do it. We have to do the word. And that is how we will prosper. So Holy Spirit, help me to practice your word. Help me to obey your word, so that I can prosper, and so that you can change my life, so that God can change my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. And then I will round off the session. You're going to pray. You need the spirit of prophecy. Yeah, the spirit of prophecy is very important for changes to happen in your life. We said earlier that we must be able to speak into our situations exactly what is coming out from the mouth of God concerning our situations. We must be able to say exactly the same words that is coming from the mouth of God into our situations or consign our situations. That is how we are going to see changes. But we need the spirit of prophecy to be able to do that. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You need the spirit of prophecy to come upon you. That is how you will see great changes, even see revival happen. So you're going to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of prophecy so that I will be able to speak from my mouth the same words you are speaking from your mouth in heaven. Say, Father, release upon me the spirit of prophecy so that I will be able to speak from my mouth the same words you are speaking from your mouth in heaven. Open your mouth and pray like that. Believe. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. Father, release it now. Let it come upon everyone here. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. Father, release it now upon everyone connected to this prayer session. Right now, the prophetic ability to speak exactly the same words coming from your mouth on your throne in heaven. Release that ability upon your people right now. I believe you're praying. I pray. This anointing will not pass you by. I pray that this grace will not pass you by. Talk to God. If Father puts on me the spirit of prophecy, put on me the spirit of prophecy. Now, in the name of Jesus, Now, the ability to speak exactly the same words you are saying right now, even the words you are saying right now on your throne, give me the ability to speak with Jesus. Make your own. Make your own. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You cannot with the same mouth you use to speak negative words, to pronounce insult on people, to pronounce abusive words. You can't use the same mouth to prophesy, to speak the words coming from the mouth of God. So we must be sanctified. We must be clean for the words of God to flow out through our mouths. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, sanctify my tongue and mouth for the words of God to flow through me You cannot use the same tongue you use to tell lies. You can't use the same tongue to prophesy God's words. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, sanctify my tongue and the mouth for the words of God to flow through them. Open your mouth and pray like that. The whole Lord, sanctify my tongue. Deliver my tongue from lying spirit. Deliver my tongue from speaking negative words. Deliver my tongue from talkativeness, talking too much. Deliver my tongue from speaking things that doesn't glorify God, that doesn't edify. Say, Holy Spirit, deliver my tongue from every uncleanness so that the words of God can flow through me in the name of Jesus. Deliver my tongue. Thank you, Lord. Sanctify my tongue and mouth for the words of power to flow, for the words of grace to flow, for prophecies to flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point we are going to pray You're going to say, Father, let your power follow every word I speak in the place of prayer. You're going to say, Father, From this day onwards, let your power follow every word I say in the place of prayer to cause victories, to cause miracles. Open your mouth and pray like that. Open your mouth and pray like that. Saying miracles is not about how you stay in the place of prayer. It is about how powerful your words are in the place of prayer. It is not about how much you are able to speak during your prayer, but how powerful the things you are saying are. Yeah. That is how miracles are produced. Say, Father, let your power follow every word I speak in prayer from this day onward. Let your power follow every word that I speak from my prayer room, from my prayer altar. Let your power follow those words. Let your fire follow those words. You don't need to speak much for demons to get out of your life, of your environment. You don't need to speak much for your problems to disappear. All you need is power. Say, Father, let your power follow my words. Whenever I open my mouth to pray, let your power follow the words. In the name of Jesus. When I open my mouth to bless, let your power follow the word. When I open my mouth to command, to decree, let your power follow the words of my mouth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we are grateful for this hour. Thank you for being a loving Father, a caring Father, and a merciful Father. Thank you for everything you have led us to pray about tonight. Thank you for those prayers we pray that you have already answered. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence in this place that is making impossible things possible. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help your people to be rooted and grounded in you so that your will for them can come to pass. Father, help your people in this wise in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, help everyone here, men and women, to be rooted and grounded in you, in your truth, in your standard, in your nature, in your word, so that all your plans for their lives can happen. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. And I pray for you that in your life, the word of God shall produce results in the name of Jesus. In your body, the word of God shall produce results. In your soul, the word of God shall produce results. In your spirit, the word of God shall produce results. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the word of creation, the same word that created all things, begin to create everything you need right now in the name of Jesus. The same word with the ability to bring things out of nothing, let that word perform wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. That word of power that is able to control situations, control times and seasons. Let that word of power produce wonders in your life. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray that the prophecies and promises you have been expecting that they come to pass. I pray that the Lord in His mercy shall bring them to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.